With so many different flavors of streaming events, how do you choose the right one for your use case? In this post, we'll talk about our newest streaming event called Change Data Capture and compare it to the other events offered on the Lightning platform. What is a Change Data Capture event? A Change Data Capture event, or Change event, is a notification that Salesforce sends when a change to a Salesforce record occurs as part of a create, update, delete, or undelete operation. The notification includes all new and changed fields and header fields that contain information about the change. For example, header fields indicate the type of change that triggered the event and the origin of the change. Change events support all custom objects and a subset of standard objects. Event payload example. This change event message is sent when an account record is created with a name and description field. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When to use change data capture. Use change events to receive notifications of Salesforce record changes, including create, update, delete, and undelete operations. Capture field changes for all records. Get broad access to all data regardless of sharing rules. Get information about the change in the event header, such as the origin of the change, which allows ignoring changes that your client generates. Perform data updates using transaction boundaries. Use a versioned event schema. Subscribe to mass changes in a scalable way. Get access to retained events for up to 3 days. Example, data replication to an external data store. Get Cloudy Consulting has a project for a client. This client wants an integration that synchronizes Salesforce record data changes with their HR system, which is external to Salesforce. Some of the client's HR data is created and modified in Salesforce as employee_see custom object records. The client wants the employee data in the external HR system to be in sync with Salesforce. The integration app has the following requirements. Every new or changed employee_see record is replicated in the HR data store. All employee_see records are replicated along with their fields. The replication is transaction-based. If multiple updates are in a single transaction, the integration app sends these updates as part of one transaction as well. If the data replication process fails, it's possible to resume the replication from past event notifications that are stored for up to 3 days. After reviewing the different event streaming options in Salesforce, Robert, a software engineer at Get Cloudy Consulting, decides that change data capture is the answer for the integration app. By subscribing to the channel for the employee_see custom object, the app receives notifications for every change with all modified fields. The app can inspect the transaction key and its transaction and header fields in the notification to figure out if the change can be committed right away, or if the change should be combined with other changes and committed when is transaction end equals true. Because change events are stored for up to 3 days, the app can retrieve missed notifications. Streaming event features. The following table compares the features offered by each streaming event, including change data capture events. Note, this table doesn't contain the latest information. To get up-to-date documentation, see streaming event features in the Streaming API Developer Guide. With all this great information on our newest kind of event, we hope to see some amazing new use cases and solutions. Want to show us what you've created? Share on Twitter and tag at Salesforce Devs. Resources. Change Data Capture. Change Data Capture Developer Guide. Video, Change Data Capture, Dreamforce 17 Session. More on streaming events. Blog post, Which streaming event do I use? About the author. Katya Hage is a technical writer on the platform content experience team at Salesforce.